Hey, good Sunday morning, everybody. Welcome to Breakout Radio Church. Dale Gentry here across America and around the world. So thankful and delighted to have you with us here on this Lord's Day, on this last Sunday of July from Austin, Texas, here at Breakout Radio Church. And we are pioneering Breakout Radio Church for those who are confined, the unchurched, the unreached, the unsaved, those who have been disconnected from a church, or maybe you have to work on Sundays, or you are in transition, you may not have a home church. Whatever your situation is, we are glad to have you here with us at Breakout Radio Church on this Lord's Day, on this Sunday morning. And you can also tell your friends that if they miss church on Sunday morning, then the broadcast will be replayed on BPN Radio every weeknight starting at 8 o'clock. So I have a message of hope. We're going to have praise and worship today, but I want us to pray first. Father, we are so very, very thankful and grateful for the opportunity to lead Breakout Radio Church here on this Sunday morning, the last Sunday morning in July. And I just pray, Holy Spirit, that you would come and anoint this service today. I pray that you would anoint me, your servant, to preach the word today, anoint the praise and worship. I pray your will be done. I pray that people will be encouraged. I pray that hearts will be lifted up. I pray in Jesus' name that people will come to know you as their personal Savior here on this this Sunday morning at Breakout Radio Church, this worldwide church. And I pray that you will speak to us. I pray that you would anoint our ears to hear. I pray that you would anoint our spiritual ears to hear and our spiritual eyes to see and our hearts to receive today. In Jesus' name we pray. The will of God be done here at Breakout Radio Church, in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. So glad to have you attending today. And if you're not a member of a local church, we're going to give you an opportunity before the service is over today to join Breakout Radio Church. And so we're going to have praise and worship, and I'm so glad to have today leading the praise and worship one of my spiritual sons, Godfrey Bertle. He's going to sing us, he's going to lead us in praise and worship, and then I'm going to preach the word from the book of Nehemiah today, and also the book of Psalms. So if you want to turn to a scripture, you can turn to Psalms chapter 24. But right now, we're going to praise and worship. So Godfrey Bertle, are you ready? We are ready. Here we go.
Lift up your heads, ye gates of wrath. You bars of fire, you. And let the King of Glory pass. Let him pass. The cross is in the field. Let's sing that again. Lift up your heads. Lift up your heads, you gates of wrath. You bars of you are miss of the living God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody praise him with me today. I'm so thankful today. I'm thankful today that the King of Glory has come in. I want to read today from the book of Psalms, chapter 24. I'm going to preach a little while, and then we are going to pray some more. I love to preach. And I love to pray. I was called to preach 50 years ago this summer. Gene and I are celebrating 50 years in the ministry. And I'm really excited about this time because I'm taking some time out of my busy schedule to produce a 50-year video. 50 years in the ministry. And Gene and I, we're so excited about that. We have a lot of footage. So, okay, here we go. Psalms 24, here's what it said. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, lift up, you everlasting doors. And the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord of Hosts. You know, I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying to the church this morning that we must get our heads up, that we must raise up our heads. What did the writer of Psalms, what did David say? He said, you got to get your head up. And I've been hearing the Holy Spirit saying that the church must get their heads up. We must wake up, we must sober up, and get our heads up. This is no time to sleep and slumber, because all is not lost. You know, I will vote in this year's election, and I'm not going to tell you that are listening today, that are here with me on Breakout Radio Church, who I'm going to vote for. But I am going to tell you who I'm not going to vote for. I am not going to vote for someone who promotes the killing of babies, promotes abortion, promotes Planned Parenthood, who wants to take our guns, does not stand for traditional marriage, and is willing to sleep with our enemies. I will not vote for that person. And so observing, you know, the Bible says that Nehemiah, I was reading this morning, from Nehemiah chapter 2, that Nehemiah was looking at the condition of his nation. And some of you people today, some of you believers, some of you church members, some of those you're listening, you are looking at the condition of our nation, and you are feeling quite helpless and quite hopeless. And you are spending hours after hour after hour focused on the election. And I believe that I don't have to watch any more debates. I may. I don't have to watch any more discussions. I may watch some. I'm not going to spend my time listening to everybody's opinion on what is happening. I already know who I'm going to vote for. So I'm not focused on the election. I am focused on the selection. The selection of a few good men and women who will come to the aid of their nation, their city, just as Nehemiah did. Nehemiah, he began to seek God, and God put a word in his heart. I'm here to tell you, and I've been saying this for a long time, that one word from God can change your life forever. And so Nehemiah, he went and looked at what happened to the city of Jerusalem. And when he observed that the walls had been broken down and the gates had been burned with fire. So he looked at the situation, and when he looked at the situation, like some of us look at the situation here in America, it appeared to be quite hopeless. But Nehemiah knew that he had a plan. He had a word from God. And I know that we are living in perilous days and perilous times, but we cannot focus too long on the ruins of this nation, because we know that we are living in a nation whose walls have been broken down and whose gates have been burned with fire. But we cannot focus, continually focus on the ruins as we look around. Because when we start looking down, everything starts looking down. We must start looking up. We must get our heads up. That's what David said in Psalms 24. Lift up your heads and let the King of Glory come in. Who is this King of Glory? His name is Jesus. So we cannot afford to keep our heads down in a passive mode, ladies and gentlemen, because there is still hope. And we are the hope of this nation, the church, the sons and daughters of God. We are the hope of this nation. We are the blood-bought saints. We are the children of the Most High God. We are those who have passed from death and life. We are those who are more than conquerors. And we must understand that there are more with us than with them. When we begin to pray and we begin to put on the whole armor of God, and when we begin to cry out to God. You know, the Bible talks about the prophet Elisha. And he and his servant went out one day, and suddenly they were surrounded by a great army. There was just two of them. And so the servant of Elisha, he began to tremble in fear, feeling like they were going to perish. But Elisha said to his servants, "No, no, no, there are more with us than with them." And then he began to pray, "Lord, open his eyes and let him see." And when the Holy Spirit opened the eyes of Elisha's servant, he saw all around them a fiery army, warring angels who had come to help them. So I'm here to declare on this Sunday morning that there are warring angels, there are ministering angels who have come to help us. We are living in the times of Elijah, when Elijah said only, I'm the only one serving him. It's just me. And the Lord said, "No, there's 7,000 that have not bowed their knees to Baal." I'm here to tell you, there are a lot of people praying. There are a lot of people in this nation seeking God. There are prayer groups that are rising up and being formed every day in this nation. And when we look at the political situation, when we look at the ruins in our land, we can get our heads down and we can become quite discouraged, and we can feel we can have feelings of great hopelessness and helplessness. But we have got to get our heads up, because the King of Glory has come in. What is his name? His name is Jesus. And that's why we have a society. That's why we have a news media that does not want us to say the name of Jesus. Because every time we use that name, something happens. For God, the Bible says, for God hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, of things in heaven, things in earth, things under the earth. That name of Jesus. There is no other name. And so we know that there are critics and there are politicians and there are media people. There are government officials that do not want us to pray in that name. We can have silent prayers. We can have other types of prayers, but just don't use that name, because we know that when we use that name, something happens. I had a friend who was a race car driver, and he told me the story of dying. He said, I was pronounced dead. I was in the hospital, had a heart attack, and my spirit left my body, and my spirit hovered over my body in the hospital. I saw the doctor come in and shake his head in sadness. And I saw the nurses come in, and they covered me up with a sheet. And I saw them come in a few minutes and take my lifeless body off of the hospital bed and put it on a gurney. And there was the doctor, and he was walking alongside the gurney, and they got in the elevator, and he said, my spirit was still lifted up above my body. And he said, as they got in the elevator and started down to the first floor, the doctor, just in despair because he felt he had lost the patient, said, oh, Jesus. And he said, at the moment that he said that name, the moment he said Jesus, he said, my spirit went back into my body. I opened my eyes, and you could not believe the look on that doctor's face when he knew that I'd come alive again, not knowing exactly what happened. But just at the name of Jesus, even though he was not praying a sincere prayer, just at that moment that he spoke that name, which is above every name, hallelujah, the moment he spoke that name, he said, my spirit came back into my body, and I began to live again. I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, there is power in that name. I had an evangelist friend who said he was going down the road on a Monday morning on the California freeway after he'd been preaching all week at a church in California. He said he went to sleep at the wheel, and suddenly he found himself into oncoming traffic. When he woke up, suddenly he saw cars coming at him, and he said, Jesus. And at that moment that he said, Jesus, he said, a supernatural power turned my car around, and I began to go in the same direction as the traffic. Ladies and gentlemen, lift up your heads, O you gates, O you everlasting doors, and let the King of Glory come in. The church must, that's what I'm hearing the Holy Spirit say all week long. The church must get its head up. We must not focus on the ruins, but we must focus on him. And we must have a plan. And the plan is this. Number one, we must believe that God desires to turn this nation around, that there are men and women that have given their lives on foreign soil. They have shed their blood, and they have given life and limbs in order to protect us. There are missionaries that have gone off to preach the gospel in the four corners of the world, the four corners of the globe, all around the globe, and many of them never came back. There are many people that have interceded, that have gone on before. And according to Hebrews chapter 12, we're surrounded by that group that have prayed, and they are looking and they are cheering us on. We've got to realize that we have been praying. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been leading prayer in this nation for for 49 years. I've been a national prayer leader, international prayer leader for over 30 years. And I believe that God has heard my prayers. And I believe those of you that have been praying with me, I do not believe that our prayers are in vain. So what do? We continue to pray. We continue to pray. We will not give up, give out, or give in. We will not become silent. And so God gave Nehemiah a plan. And the plan was that he looked at the situation and the walls were broken down. I heard the Holy Spirit say that D.C. has been taken, but now the plan is for Satan wants to take city after city. Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, we are not ignorant of his devices. And his device and his plan is to take city after city. But we must know as citizens of certain cities that we have great authority, where we have ownership. Maybe we have rented an apartment or a house, or we own an apartment, but we are a citizen of that particular town or city. You must understand that you have great authority to pray, to intercede, to do spiritual warfare. And so we must pray, and then we must get other people to pray with us. We must have neighborhood prayer watches, and we must encourage our brothers and sisters to pray. We must encourage our pastor and church leaders to have regular times, seasons of prayer and seeking God. We must call on the name of the Lord. We must intercede for our nation, for our land, but we must focus on our city. And we must begin to pray and intercede for those who sit at the gates of authority, those who sit in seats of authority in our cities. We must pray for them. And we must also purpose in our heart that righteousness will prevail in our city. We must know if there is righteous people serving in our city or unrighteous people. And if unrighteous people are sitting in seats of authority, then darkness will come upon our city. And we need to realize that there are certain seats of authority in our city, the place where the mayor sits and the city council sits and the school board president and the school board sits and the sheriff sits and the chief of police sits and the pastor sits. And the media sit, and the successful business people sit. Those are the people who sits at the gates of authority in your city. And if there are those individuals that are not seeking after righteousness, if they're not making righteous choices, then we need to have either run for a political office, or we need to encourage our friends who are righteous and stand for righteousness to run for that. And we must not give up on our city. The Bible said that we must seek the peace of our city, for in its peace we will have peace. And so we must seek after peace for our city, and we must believe, ladies and gentlemen, sons and daughters of God, saints of the Most High, that we will not allow our cities to be overrun. And if their walls have been broken down, gates have been burned with fire in our city, then we must begin to intercede for our cities. And you pastors today, you must, and church leaders, you must call for prayer meetings among the pastors and the city leaders and the civic leaders. Must call for prayer, and then the churches must gather together in civic centers or arenas or stadiums and begin to pray in unison. And there is power. There is power as you pray. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, he said, I'm going to hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. And David said, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments." And so we know that there is favor when we begin to pray, and as the church, as the pastors begin to pray together, and as they begin to pray with civic leaders in your city, and churches begin to gather together, laying aside doctrinal differences, and begin to pray and begin to intercede on behalf of their city, I believe that the Lord will hear, and we will begin to have citywide revivals all across America. And as citywide revivals begin to happen, it will turn into another national spiritual awakening. Because we know that no man can save our nation. No woman can save our nation. No political party can save our nation. Only He, Jehovah God, the author and the finisher of our faith, can save our nation. And so we need to pray. And we need to pray also that God will raise up 11th hour workers, men and women, particularly young men and young women, who will come out of obscurity, and even old people will come out of retirement. 11th hour workers who will come out of obscurity and preach the gospel. I'm talking about no names. I'm here to tell you that the day of the gospel superstar is over. Young men and young ladies are going to come out of obscurity. I'm prophesying now, coming out of obscurity to preach the gospel. And they will come out of nowhere. They will come out of off the backside of the desert like Moses did back there 40 years. And yet he had an encounter with Jesus. They will come out of taking care of the sheep. Like David, just a young musician, teenage boy, who came out of obscurity to bring deliverance to his city, to his nation. And like the three Hebrew children who were not even citizens, they came from a foreign country, and yet they were willing to give their lives. And so, you know, the Bible talks about people that come out of obscurity, people that are not famous, but, they are not necessarily wanting to be great for themselves, but they are wanting to be great for God. And they are willing, if necessary, to give their lives. What makes ISIS so influential? There are those men and women who are part of ISIS who are willing to die. They are willing to give their life so that they can promote their cause. And I believe that God is raising up an army of young men and young women, older men, older women, who are not afraid to die. They are not afraid to give their life for the cause. And that's exactly what happened. You know, the first part of Hebrews chapter 11, we talk about these great men and women of faith. And then the latter part of Hebrews chapter 11, it says, "And what more shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah, also of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, became valiant in battle, turned to flight the armies of the aliens." And then it talks about another group. And these people were no names, but they were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. Still others had trials of mockings and scourgings, of chains and imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sawed in two. They were tempted. They were slain with a sword or had their heads cut off. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains and dens and caves of the earth. That does not sound like a success story, does it? And yet all of these, having obtained a good testimony through faith, did not receive the promise, God having provided something better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us. In other words, they gave themselves, these no names gave themselves, they died for the cause. They were people of faith. They died in faith, and they made a difference. And we know that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were not afraid to die. And the king said, if you don't bow to my music, if you don't bow to what I believe, and I believe that many Christians could be facing this even in the very near future. And they said, if you don't bow when we play the music, if you don't bow when we give the decree, then you are going to be tossed into the fiery furnace. And these young men, these three Hebrew children, they said, we believe that God will deliver us, but if he doesn't, we still will not bow. And I believe that God is raising up men like these three young men, like David, like Moses, others that came out of obscurity. He is raising up no names who are going to come with great power, great authority, and they are going to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. They're not going to preach they're not going to preach some motivational message. They're not going to preach some story they've heard, and they're not even coming to give some great testimony of what has happened. They're coming to preach the gospel. I remember in 1966, 50 years ago this summer, when I went to a service in Wichita Falls, Texas, and a prophet by the name of David Wilkerson was there preaching on a Sunday night. And it was such an anointed atmosphere. I've been getting up and praying for 5 months, which, by the way, is the highest call in all the world, giving God the first part of my day, even though I had to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning. I was running after God, seeking after God. 5 months later, God had prepared me to hear his voice. And I heard the voice of the Lord as I knelt down, and he said to me, son, I want you to preach my gospel. That's what he said. I want you to preach my gospel. Will you preach my gospel? He did not say, I want you to give your testimony, although that is good. He didn't say, I want you to be a motivational speaker. He didn't say, I want you to do this or that. He said, I want you to preach, and I want you to preach my gospel. Where have all the preachers gone? We need preachers. And what is a preacher? A preacher is a person that is full of faith and full of zeal. And they're full of passion, and they cannot be quiet. They cannot keep quiet. They have this desire to share the gospel. And a preacher is one that raises their voice. There's a difference between a public speaker and a teacher and a motivational speaker, or just one that gets up and reads some scripture. Preachers are those that have great fire in their belly. Jeremiah said, I wasn't going to preach anymore, but he said it was like fire shut up in my bones. A preacher is one that has fire, the fire of the Holy Ghost, shut up in their bones, and they cannot be quiet. He said it was like fire shut up in my bones, and I could not keep quiet. And so a preacher is one that raises their voice with passion, sometimes shouts out. They have a rhythm about their message. And sometimes they get real radical, and sometimes they could hardly catch their breath, and sometimes they spit. Yeah, sometimes they are not very calm. They're not very cool. They're not collected. But the preachers of past generations have made a major impact upon their generation because they preach the gospel. And we know Philip the evangelist, the Bible said in Acts chapter 8 that Philip the evangelist, he went to the city of Samaria and he began to preach the gospel. He began to preach. And the Bible said that Saul was consenting the death of the church, persecuting. There was great persecution that arose against the church, which was at Jerusalem. And they were all scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles and devout men carried Stephen to his burial. He'd already given his life, and they made great lamentation over him. As for Saul, he made havoc of the church. There are people that are trying to make havoc of the church today. Entering every house, Saul went entering, dragging off men and women, committing them to prison. He put them in jail for preaching the gospel. Therefore, those who were scattered went everywhere. What were they doing? Were they just talking about what was happening? The Bible said they went everywhere preaching. They preached the word. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and he preached. We need preachers. Where have all the preachers gone? Young men, young women, old men, old women, white, brown, black, every color, educated, illiterate. We need people who will preach. And Philip, he went down and preached Christ. There was not time to go to Bible school, although I still believe in it. There was not time to go to a place of higher learning, an institute, a seminary. No, no, no. He just began to preach. And he preached in the city. And the multitudes with one accord heeded the things spoken by Philip, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits crying with a loud voice came out of many who were possessed and many who were paralyzed, and the lame were healed. And the Bible said, and there was great joy in that city. I believe that God is raising up people like Philip to preach the gospel in every city, in every city. And I believe that some of these will be invited by pastors, but some will go in uninvited. And they will preach on campuses, and they will preach in storefronts. They will preach on street corners. They will preach in business places. They will preach in apartment houses. And they will preach in the streets. They will preach because of the passion that is in them. And people will respond, because there will be those that will be delivered. There will be those that will be set free. There will be those who will see the manifestation, working power of the Holy Ghost. Folks, I believe that God is still at work in America. I do not believe that he has forgotten his people. I believe in the name of Jesus that God is calling the church to rise up. Get up, get your heads up, wake up, sober up. Because the King of Glory is coming in. The King of Glory is coming in, and people are going to preach the gospel. Hallelujah. Ebrondo ribeseta rote me alabro ute e. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I believe that God is stirring the hearts of young preachers right now. They have a message in their heart. And they're looking for a place to preach. They're looking for an invitation. And an invitation from man may never come. So what do? You start preaching. That's what I did. The night that God called me to preach, the night that God called me to preach in the summer of 1966, the Holy Spirit said these words to me, "Son, I want you to preach my gospel." He said, "Preach the gospel." What is the gospel? That is the good news, the news of the cross of Jesus, that Jesus came. He came and he died. He died on a cross, on a cruel cross. They took him and put him in a tomb. And on the third day, he arose over death, hell, and the grave. And he arose that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And he went away, but he said, "I'm going to send my spirit. I'm going to send the Holy Ghost." And the Bible said when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one accord, one place. Suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and set upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with tongues, with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. And out of that upper room there was a revival that was spread abroad, and different people went preaching the gospel into different cities, including Samaria, where Philip the evangelist preached, and the city came because of signs, wonders, and miracles, and many came to Jesus. So the gospel is giving an opportunity for people to get saved. I get amazed when I go to a church service and they don't even give an opportunity for people to be saved. to come to know Jesus. They don't give people an opportunity to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. They don't give people an opportunity to be healed or to be set free from demonic powers, demonic forces. There's no demonstration. I'm not trying to be judgmental today. I'm just declaring in the name of Jesus that revival is going to come, and it's going to come by people that are going to preach the gospel. They're going to come out of obscurity. So I came out of obscurity, a no name, a radio announcer, a country music disc jockey, a sportscaster, an engineer, and I was just called to preach. And almost immediately I began to preach, even though I'd not been to Bible school, I'd not been to seminary. Later on, I was able to get a bachelor's degree in biblical studies and a doctorate degree in theology. But at that moment, I just began to preach. Gene and I, several months later, left our job and went out and began to preach, even though we had one revival to start with, because of the passion. And 50 years later, we are still going. Our freedoms are at stake, ladies and gentlemen. What must we do? What must we do? We must begin to intercede for our city and get other people. And we must begin to pray for revival. There must be walls that have been broken down and burned with fire, rebuilt in the name of Jesus. And the name of Jesus must be lifted up. And Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'm going to draw all men unto me. So we have to believe for the rebuilding of our city. The Bible says in Psalms 89, for God will save Jerusalem. He rebuilds the cities of Judah. His people shall live in them and not be dispossessed. The Bible said in Isaiah 59, your sons will rebuild the long deserted ruins of your cities, and you'll be known as the people who rebuild their walls and cities. The Bible said they shall rebuild the ancient ruins, repairing cities long ago destroyed, reviving them, though they have lain there many generations. I believe that there is a reviving in cities, and you need to be calling for a reviving in your city. I'm calling for a reviving in the city of Austin. I'm calling a reviving in Hayes County, Texas, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, would you pray with me right now in the name of Jesus? Lord, I pray right now. Hallelujah. I intercede right now for my city. Would you intercede for your city in Jesus' name? Would you declare, I'm going to be a prayer, one as a certain time and a certain place. I'm going to get up each morning and I'm going to seek God, and I'm going to intercede for my city, and I'm going to find out the names of the elected officials, the appointed officials, and I'm going to pray for them, and I'm going to look at their record, if it's a righteous record or not. And I am going to pray for this presidential election, but I will not wait for any man or any woman to come and save me. I will begin now in the summer of 2016 to call upon the name of the Lord. And I will begin to focus on local and city elections. And I will begin to pray, and I will begin to get others to pray. I will encourage my pastor. If I'm a pastor, I will encourage my congregation. I'm encouraging the church members of Breakout Radio Church to begin to intercede for America, or whatever nation you are in. And if you're in another nation, please intercede for our nation, because we are a nation in trouble. But we are a nation that believes that God is going to come, and the glory of God is going to come. The King of Glory. The Bible said the King of Glory will come in. I'm believing for the glory of God to sweep in my city, in my nation, in cities, in your city, in your town. Would you call upon the name of the Lord right now? Those of you attending here at Breakout Radio Church, in Jesus' name, would you pray for a revival in your city? Will you call for 11th hour workers? The Bible talks about 11th hour workers in Matthew chapter 20. Those who went out and bore the heat of the day, they went out at 6 o'clock in the morning. Then some came at 7 and 8, others at 10 and 11. Finally, there were those that came at 5 o'clock in the afternoon and only worked for 1 hour, but yet they got the same reward. And those that have been working long in the fields, they begin to complain and say, how can they receive the same reward? But the master said, it's my field and I can give whatever I want. And so the 11th hour workers came and received the same reward. And I believe, even though I've been in ministry for 50 years, there's going to become those who only be saved this year, or maybe next year, or maybe they've only been come to know Jesus the last 2 or 3 years. They're going to start preaching the gospel, the good news. and I will support them. Maybe they can only read two or three scriptures, but they'll preach because of the zeal and the passion that is in their heart. The preaching of the word. We must have the preaching of the word accompanied by signs and wonders and miracles. In Jesus' name, would you agree with me now? In Jesus' name, revival in towns and cities all across America. There's going to be cities of darkness giving over to demonic powers, but there's going to be cities of light. There's going to be a major migration in America. We're going to be a mobile society, people moving from one place to another. But people are going to be going where there's light, where there's peace, where the light of Jesus is shining. All is not hopeless. And we intercede now, and we declare that our prayers will make a difference, and we will do the will of God. In Jesus' name. And I pray for you right now. And I pray for Breakout Radio Church. In Jesus' name, that we will impact this nation and nations of the world. Bringing people together for a common cause. And that is that the name of Jesus might be lifted up. And cities may turn to Christ. And I want those of you that do not know the Lord, I want to give you an opportunity to accept Jesus right now. If you've never been saved, if you've never been born again, or maybe you have had a relationship with God, or you're far away from God, you're a backslider. I want to give you an opportunity to get things right with God today. Be delivered from every stronghold in your life. And those of you that are not sure, you say, I'm just not sure if I were to die today, I'm not sure if I'd go to heaven or go to hell. If you're not ready to meet Jesus today, you can be. For the Bible said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So I want to lead you in this prayer right now. The Bible says if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. And so you can't just think this prayer. You got to say it. Would you say it with me right now? Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. You died on the cross for my sins. And you arose on the third day. I ask you, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me my sins. I accept you today as my Lord and Savior. I will live for you and serve you all the days of my life. I thank you for this life, and I thank you for eternal life. Your will, plan, and purpose be done in me, Lord. I ask it in your name, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And if you said that prayer, you can write me here at breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. Write breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. And if you would like to be a member of Breakout Radio Church, I want to give you this opportunity to become a member. If you live in an area where there is a Bible preaching church, one who preaches the whole word, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, a Bible believing church, we encourage you, if you can do that, to go and become a part of that church. If circumstances or certain situations does not give you that opportunity, then you can become a part of Breakout Radio Church. People are joining every week, and I will be a pastor to you. I'll be a shepherd to you. I'll communicate with you. I'll give you a number to call. Of course, you can write me at breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. But if you don't have a church, then I'll give you an opportunity to contact me. I'm going to give you a phone number. And all you have to do is go to, if you'd like to become a member of Breakout Radio Church, worldwide church, and you live anywhere in the world, you can just go to bpnradio.com. bpnradio.com. And you can go, you can scroll down just a little ways, and There you will find the place to be a member of the church. There's a little form that you can fill out. It says, please note, Breakout Radio Church on Sunday, 8 a.m. And then it says, click here to register your membership. And you can put your name, your street address, country, put your phone number, put your email address. Remember to put your country code if you're living in another nation. And if you're living in America, your zip code. And you can become a member of Breakout Radio Church. Just fill that out, submit it, and we will acknowledge you. We will send you out regular information. We will connect you to other people that may be in your city, your area, or we will connect you with people around the world that you can become prayer partners with. And so that is bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com. And then just go past the microphone there and click here to register your membership. And we would be very thankful and grateful. We want to give you an opportunity right now to give. And if you want to get your checkbooks out, we'll give you an opportunity to give. And if you want to pay by credit card or debit card, you can do that. And we'll give you some information here. I want to let you know that you can pay by credit card or debit card if you want to give. You can give by credit card or debit card. All you have to do is go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com. Go down to the bottom of the page and click on donate. Your gifts are tax deductible. Go down, click on donate, and you see the donate button. You can click there and use your PayPal credit card or your debit card. And while you prepare your tithes and offerings, if you want to make a check, you can make your check payable to P.O. Box. You just make that check to Breakout, and you can make that check payable to Breakout and send that check to P.O. Box 91985. That is P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. I want to give you that again. P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. And you can make your check to Breakout. Father, I just pray as people prepare their gifts, their offerings, their contributions, their tithes, their donations, as they prepare today, I pray, Lord, that you would bless them and minister to them in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Okay. As you give today, I just want to speak a blessing upon you. I'll just wait for just a few moments so you can make your checks out, and you can go to and use our donate button, use your credit card, debit card. And I want you to know that the ministry of Breakout Radio Church is supported by you, our church members. And we are very, very thankful and grateful for your giving. And we just want to thank you. Maybe if you're not a member of a Breakout Radio Church, you say, I'd just like to make a contribution to the ministry, to the church. We would be very thankful and grateful. Thank you so very, very much. And right now we want to pray for those who are sick, those who are in pain, those who are going through difficult situations. We just want to pray for you right now. Father, in Jesus' name, I just pray for every person that is attending Breakout Radio Church. They're in pain today. They're in suffering. They're waiting for their miracle. I ask, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that your healing power, that your healing virtue would flow through them on this Sunday morning, the 31st day of July, here on here at Breakout Radio Church. Lord, I ask that you heal them and touch them. I thank you, Lord, for healing my wife of cancer. 2004, in the name of Jesus. And I pray for every person that has cancer. I rebuke every cancer cell in your body in the name of Jesus. For those of you that are in extreme pain, it seems like the pain will never end. I rebuke the pain cycle in Jesus' name and ask the Lord Jesus to come and minister healing to you. I pray for those of you that are out of work and you're having financial difficulties and you don't know how you're going to make ends meet. I pray for you right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for a good job. I pray for a better job than you did have if you're out of work in the name of the Lord. I pray for those of you that are going through a divorce. I ask God to minister to you right now in Jesus' name and heal you. Heal the hurt. I pray for those of you that don't know where your son or daughter is. I pray for that couple that their daughter Brittany is missing. I pray for Brittany, Lord, in Jesus' name that she will be found. I speak Luke 8:17 over her, that she will be found in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, I pray. I pray for every need that is represented. I pray for those of you that desire a godly husband or godly wife. I pray for you right now that God would give you a godly husband, a godly wife, in Jesus' name, in the name of the Lord. I pray for those of you that don't have direction about your life. You don't know what you're going to do. I pray for you for guidance and direction in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Those of you listening by radio here on BPN Radio, I want to remind you, please keep Breakout Prayer Network or BPN Radio in your prayers. And I'm so very, very thankful. Again, if you want to write me, you can write me at breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. And I will be glad to respond. If you want to call us, you can reach me by calling 918-865-4305. That's 918-865-4305. I believe there's hope, ladies and gentlemen. There is hope when we pray. And I just know that God is at work in your life and God is at work in this nation as we call. We're going to keep our heads up, aren't we? Because the King of Glory is going to come in. Well, thanks for attending Breakout Radio Church today. God bless you, and tell your friends that this broadcast will be replayed. This service will be replayed every weeknight at 8 o'clock, including tonight at 8 o'clock. Dale Gentry, y'all have a wonderful day. Thank you for attending Breakout Radio Church.